tugging, polarized, fist raised in anger, staring down, don't meet the eyes. Everyone's a stranger, don't look at me, can't you see? I don't wanna talk to you. I'm plugged into the world, I'm wired, wired but disconnected.
Hello, I'm your host, San Sharma, and welcome to episode 9 of Snug Sound, a podcast for Wi-Fi hopping, coffee sipping mobile workers everywhere. Snug Sound is produced by WorkSnug in association with Plantronics, simply smarter communications. Find out more at plantronics.com. I'm on the line with Baz Boersma, who's head of the Work Life Innovations Program at Cisco, also chair at Connected Village Foundation. And we'll talk a little bit about what those things are in just a moment. And I also want to talk a little bit about smart working in the community. But first, Baz, let's talk a little bit about your work style. How do you work?
I really enjoy working wherever I am and whenever I am. And in that sense, I can be considered as a person eating my own dog food insofar the Cisco messaging is concerned around the future of work. I work a lot from home, and often it is considered by many as being not entirely perfect, and all these people that claim that are absolutely right. It is not perfect. In fact, I've got 3 kids at home, and one of those 3 kids is a young baby. Yet still, I have my own little office. I've got my IP phone, my Cisco router, my laptop, and my WebEx, and I can even link into telepresence meetings from my laptop held anywhere in the world. And that works very well for me. I do use one of the Cisco offices wherever I am, whether that's in the Netherlands or anywhere else in the world, but mainly for team meetings or telepresence meetings, and otherwise I would really refrain from going to the office if there's no very clear need to. And in addition to working from home and Cisco offices, I work essentially wherever else, and that can be a smart work center type of environment or a co-work center type of environment, obviously hotels. So it's really where my laptop is.
That's great, Baz. And you mentioned just then smart work centers, which I've heard you talk about a little bit before. What is a smart work center? How is it different from a business center?
Smart work centers, they differ from a number of things of what's been around for, say, the past 10 years. We've had a real, let's say, emergence of co-work centers, especially in the United States, for some time, never actually since the late 90s. Co-work centers are there, and they're there to stay. They're great. They tend to be also rather low-end in some ways. They're not necessarily networked. They may have a very basic level of services, and it can be a crowded environment. And it can be great. These environments are great. They're fantastic additional place to work from. What I would say is important about smart work centers is that they are high-end, they're well-serviced, and as to your question, how do they then differ from business centers? Well, business centers really provide a desk and a number of services, and that can be high-end or low-end, but it completely lacks a sense of community. And that's the big difference, where smart work centers have really turned into a success in some of the communities that we've been involved in, including Amsterdam, but also Korea and Belgium, France, to just name a few communities, is that these smart work centers are able to create a sense of community, a sense of social programming, in a sense that it got like first Friday of the month breakfast for entrepreneurs and startups or what have you not. So that glue that really allows people to feel that they belong to such an environment, that is really what has a smart work center in many ways stand apart from a business center. And last, I would say that as they serve a larger community, not just of, let's say, the corporate worker as in a traditional business center, but a larger community, the multifunctionality of a smart work center is really become important. So think of smart work centers where not only work gets done, but where training and education takes place, or where even yoga classes can take place in the evenings. And that multifunctionality further adds on to the sense of community, but it also helps to enhance the overall business case of the Smart Work Center itself.
Some of the best things about co-working, some of the best things about business centers, but then also a new kind of business model, and that's benefiting the local community as a whole. I mean, I think it sounds great. Now, the phrase smart working, what does it mean to you? What is smart working? Are we doing it now? I guess we're, you know, Skyping one another. We're in different countries. Are we smart working?
I'm happy you asked that question, because there's so much semantics out there that remain ill-defined. We've had telework for a considerable amount of time, and we've defined smart work as kind of the next stage. Telework really has been used as a word, as a term to mean work from home most of the time. So telework as a phenomenon sort of emerged in the late 90s when employers embraced the idea for the first time that people might actually be able to work from home for a few hours. But the very word telework already expresses that it's done from a distance, that it's done remotely, like as in the word remote work, remote from the old office, where the old office continues to be king. And how we've defined smart work is as the type of work that is truly done place and time independent. The technology is there. Sometimes the culture change is there as well, to actually fully embrace smart work in its fullest potential. And in a smart work environment, in a community that is smart working, they may end up using central type of offices, but it really becomes just one tactical component, one tactical location in a larger array of choices for people to work from, and that can be physical, but it can also be virtual. So smart work, it really is much more defined in terms of how it allows for work to be done truly working time, independent, and it is much less focused on the old office.
I like the sound of that, Baz. It sounds like it's more about the work and less about the place, since you can do it anywhere, and we are doing it anywhere. I guess what enables smart work, as you say, is technology. So let's talk a little bit about that. And what are the devices that you couldn't live without, Baz? Or work without, I should say.
What can be considered... First of all, I think technology has always been a driver, a big facilitator in all these steps that we have been making, all of us, all workers in the world that are connected from the very moment that ICT hit our work floors 20, 30 years ago, and has allowed for different modes of working, different modes of collaboration, different modes of production, different modes of knowledge exchange. So if you come to think of it, we first had, the first PCs, printers, help optimize the old ways of working and the old office and the old ways of working. Then telework was introduced, and it allowed for some place and time independency in terms of work, and it allowed, in fact, for some ways of working that previously simply did not exist. Next, you saw beyond, say, broadband connectivity and email, you saw new technologies emerge, collaboration technologies, some early video that allowed for a yet even more complex environment in the sense that it allowed people to even think of the workplace as less the centerpiece around which you organize your work, and something more as an add-on. And I think the next stage, if you were to consider the entire transition of the industrial way of working to a more knowledge era type of working, if you consider smart work to be the final stage in that big transformation, cloud probably is one of the driving technologies in order to get there, because cloud in the end truly allows you to work. To do your work in the most place and time independent way possible. But I would say that all these other technologies have come into place and have assisted one stage of evolvement around work continue to be important, and it's the complete package that helps to drive it. So it's broadband and the reliability of broadband. It's video and the reliability of video. It's actually the video experience where video really becomes good and it doesn't become a point of irritation of people getting annoyed over quality, over lip sync and so on. That's when it actually becomes good and it becomes a driver of that next stage. Collaboration tools and again, cloud. So it's that package that allows us to get there. But having said that, while technology is a fundamental driver without which you can't make these changes, you can't go through this transition, the biggest change of all that in the end allows society to change and organize itself around new ways of work is in fact a change of culture and not so much technology. So I think it'd be fair to state that technology is pretty much available now that allows us to work radically different. And the big thing that now needs to happen is a change of culture. And that change of culture can then be accelerated possibly by people individually or as groups or as organizations understanding that there's actually a lot of money to be made through it, higher efficiency, cost optimization by simply having a lessened need for traditional offices and having to heat them and so on and so forth. So it's that combination that really is going to take us further into that transition.
That's fantastic, Baz, and it's fascinating. It's a glimpse into the future, and thanks for sharing it with us. My next question for you was going to be, what's next? You've answered that. It's working in the cloud. It's more collaboration, but it's also video and a cultural shift that we look forward to here at WorkSnug.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much, Baz, for your time.
Thank you.
Wired but disconnected. Well, that was Baz Boersma, Head of Work-Life Innovations at Cisco. You can follow Baz on Twitter. He's at Baz Boersma. You can follow us at WorkSnug, and of course, download our free mobile app at worksnug.com, and you can find some laptop-friendly workspaces near you. Snug Sound is produced by WorkSnug in association with Plantronics, simply smarter communications. Find out more at plantronics.com.